A child's death has prompted Otis Elevator, the world's biggest elevator maker, to issue warnings about the safety of one of its 70-year-old designs. It's believed that dozens of other children also could have been killed or injured as a result of the safety flaw. But Maine Public Radio's Susan Chisholm reports the problem only came to light after an 8-year-old boy was crushed to death on the last day of his family vacation.
Jeff Smith still has trouble sleeping. And even when he can sleep, he often awakes with a feeling of dread at precisely 8:35 a.m. That's the time his young son Tucker was killed at a Maine inn in August 2001. Tucker and his twin sister decided to take a ride on the inn's old-fashioned elevator. Tucker opened the heavy outside swinging metal door and started to pull open the inside collapsible gate. Just then, two maids summoned the elevator to an upper floor. The outside swinging door locked behind Tucker like a bank vault. Jeff Smith says his son was caught in a 7.5-inch space, dragged to the next floor, and crushed as his horrified sister watched.
We had promised our daughters that, if there's one thing Mom and Dad were going to do, we're going to figure out what happened, how it happened, and we're not going to let it happen to anybody else's little brother.
Smith is trained as an engineer, and at first he thought this was an isolated and freak accident. But attorney Terry Garmy got his hands on internal documents showing that Otis Elevator was aware of a safety hazard as early as the 1930s. He says the company knew there were potentially dozens of other children who had died in a similar fashion.
We found a document in which Otis had acknowledged that it knew of at least 8 or 10 deaths in a few year period of time and said it didn't have enough information to deny the similar deaths and serious injuries of many other children, I'd say 30 more in a very short space of time.
One of those children was 10-year-old Shakar Andre Burwell. In April 1987, Burwell went to visit his father in Newark, New Jersey, and was crushed to death in an apartment building elevator, the same type that killed Tucker Smith. Attorney Judith Rodner represented Burwell's parents. She learned that 7 years earlier, another little boy had been seriously injured in the same elevator. Otis had the maintenance contract with the owner of the building. But Rodner says after the first accident, the company repaired the elevator, but never recommended the installation of an inexpensive safety guard that could easily prevent such injuries or deaths. Rodner says the safety guard, which reduces the gap between the doors to 4.5 inches, became an industry requirement in 1986, several months before Burwell's death.
During the entire course of discovery in our case, there was nothing that even suggested that Otis had told this particular landlord that he should modify the inside of the door and put in a space shield, even though the industry requirements had changed.
When notified about the August 2001 case in Maine, Burwell's mother, Edwina Haig, says she was shocked.
It's been 15 years, and after I went to court and they showed them the piece that could have prevented my son's death, I thought that they would have fixed them by now.
Under the terms of a $3 million settlement reached in the Smith case, Otis will provide space guards free of charge to the owners of its swing door elevators, which it says number about 10,000. Otis has also agreed to launch a national notification campaign to let other manufacturers and inspectors know about the dangers of elevators with excessive space. And it will undertake efforts in 40 states to bolster elevator safety codes. Tiz Weber is a spokesperson for the Otis Elevator Company.
Otis is pleased to have reached a settlement with the Smith family, and we admire the family's selfless approach to resolving the case.
The Smith family continues to undergo intensive therapy in the wake of Tucker's death. They are expecting another child, a son, early next month. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Portland, Maine.